is on a mainframe circuit with a large manufacturer up the road from us, so we have pretty good reliability there. That's what allowed us to stay open during the ice storm for the majority of it. But to me, battery storage, they do have some problems. I think if they're done right, if they're done in the proper area, the one being proposed here in Gaylord is right next to a distribution facility.
Yeah, so transfer station. Yeah,
to me, that makes more sense to site one there than, say, in the middle of a cornfield or a potato field, which we have lots of here, especially in that area over there.
Right.
It makes more sense to me. And Pat has asked me to try and tear down, if I can, that battery storage system over there. And quite frankly, I just can't. I mean, I can come up with things. You know, there are lots of toxic chemicals that go into batteries. So putting them in one consolidated large area, probably not a great idea.
Right.
But if you have remediation and mitigation, then it really can limit
any
spillage
problem
and some of these other things.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say I appreciate your time this morning. My engineer just texted me. He said he's got automation ready to go here shortly. So I'll go ahead and let you go for today, and greatly appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, no problem, brother. Always, man. I appreciate you. And all the listeners, you guys are always great. Always let us know when you come in. Trucker Randy sent you.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, folks, go and eat at both locations, especially the South Pavilion location. You need to check it out. Ian, thanks again, brother. We'll be in touch.
You got it. Thanks as always.
Okay, buddy. Have a good day. Okay, Devin Lawrence is on the case. He says automation is ready to go, so we'll go ahead and
FM,
have him fire
WCHY,
us back up.
WCHY, Sheboygan.
So. Okay, Devin, are you there, brother? We're going to go ahead and get this automation fixed, folks. We'll see how this plays out through my headset. He says it's going to take about 15, 20 seconds, so we'll see where we're at. Hopefully, this is in the right segment of hour number three here on this Tuesday, January 27, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate
Hi,
Devin.
Hi, my name is Monica Yachuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yachuma for Michigan.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. Won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Tuesday, January 27th, 2026 edition. I apologize for the automation system. It went into some kind of reboot. I'm not really sure what happened while I was doing the show. But anyway, Devin Lawrence, thank you so much for getting us restored back on track. Hopefully this podcast is recording properly and will replay throughout the day, the rest of today and tomorrow morning. If not, Devin will do whatever he has to do to make sure it works out for us. We thank him so very much for being available and getting us back on track. We're going to now go into our normal break process. I hear the music playing in the headset. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Chuck and Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday. I'm going to go to Lansing because there's a lot of things that is on the horizon that I want you guys to be aware of that I think is pretty interesting looking at this situation going on, especially since Perry Johnson just jumped into the race for governor yesterday. Kind of an interesting situation developing legislative agenda-wise, because the process behind his agenda, if elected to be the next governor, how he wants to do things, well, this is kind of changing, I guess, the dynamic of what's happening in Lansing. Let me explain. And this is, again, coming from MERS News Service, so it's somewhat biased toward the reporting of this story. So let me just preface that this story with that statement. If at first you don't succeed, try and try again will not be his campaign slogan. But it could be, since multimillionaire Perry Johnson is rebooting his failed 2022 effort to be governor with the hopes of writing another more successful conclusion for 2026 election. MERS News Service learned that Johnson, 78, has assembled his self-described dream team, which will help him launch his new campaign. Johnson is issuing his press release campaign commercial announcing the candidacy, and last night spent his first day out on the campaign trail in Birmingham, Michigan. As governor, Perry Johnson can save our state, our jobs, and our families. We need to shake up the system. We need a world leader in quality control and perfection to revolutionize our government, said the announcer in the campaign video. Now, also, on the heels of Johnson's announcement, presumed Republican gubernatorial frontrunner John James kicked off a multi-stop, week-long campaign effort, this being the first real signs of any life from his campaign for governor, even though he's been raising money since last April, but has done very little publicly. Well, yesterday James was scheduled to host a local town hall meeting with former House candidate Dale Benicki in Dundee. Later in the evening, James had a Parents for John James town hall meeting in Mabee, down in Monroe County, hosted by 31st State House candidate Laura Perry, and had special guests State Representative Jamie Thompson and 4th District Senate candidate Marcy Grishowitz. Well, for Johnson, the content of both the video and his press release leans very heavily on his business acumen, and including his recent business acquisitions of companies around the world. Buzzwords that were used: performance-based management, modernization processes, audits, and getting rid of duplicative processes, as well as forensic audits and transparency, reporting the findings of what he finds is wrong with Michigan's state government. In the video, the announcer says all of these items are tailored to eradicate what is, quote, pathetic, quote unquote, with Michigan government. Now, policy-wise, Perry Johnson supports the phasing out and ending, completely eliminating, Michigan's income tax, as well as a plan to cut spending by using a laser focus on waste. He omits the term fraud and abuse that normally goes along with alleged waste components, but in the press release promises more details on his economic plans in the very near future. Now, that's interesting, because he said it back in 2022 when he only had a two-person team running his campaign. Well, one of those people, veteran political consultant John Yab of Strategic National continues to be on the team, which has now been supplemented with a host of others. This according to one inside source. There's no mention that he previously failed to qualify for the ballot because of his inability to collect between 15,000 and 30,000 petition signatures to get a spot on the ballot. Well, of course he's not going to mention that. You see the bias in the reporting here, folks? Just saying. Well, the interesting part of this is that parts of his campaign from 2022 was actually in the video. The part where Johnson's walking around inside a factory. Well, very interesting part of this whole conversation, discussion, now has already shifted in Lansing. Speaker Matt Hall, now believing perhaps, that this governor candidate, Perry Johnson, with all of his money, with all of his ability to outspend John James and the two DeVos family members that pledged $5 million to a PAC to support John James, maybe now that is going to change John James' thoughts about running for governor. Or will it embolden him to perhaps raise even more money? Well, fast forward to Lansing this morning. Kind of interesting is that the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, is absolutely now looking at getting a lot more aggressive on economic development being done by a new, completely new process, something that happened under Governor Rick Snyder, as opposed to the way Gretchen Whitmer's been doing it for the last basically 7 years of her governorship. One of the things that is happening is called economic gardening. It's a process where you basically plant the seeds, providing the regulatory conditions for people to come to Michigan. You go out and explain to them that you've planted the seeds, the garden's ready to grow. All we need is your commitment to come, and we can work together to make the garden grow, to make economic development grow. Versus Governor Gretchen Whitmer's tactics of simply throwing money at it. As you know, Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the SOAR Fund, which has been defunded, the Michigan Strategic Fund, and many others have been simply ways of throwing taxpayer dollars at these companies, these businesses, and trying to compel them to come to Michigan. In addition to actual cash grants, they've also offered tax abatements on their property taxes. This was one of the bases for Carla Wagner doing research and looking at what would be the best way to fix the state of Michigan is to eliminate property taxes. If it's so good for the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, to offer these tax abatements to new corporations, why would it not be good for the people living and staying in the state of Michigan? Many of us, basically staying here through the rough times, the good times, trying to get things better in our state, why not give us the tax breaks as opposed to new companies that aren't even here yet? They haven't built their plants. They haven't hired any people. Why not give us the breaks? Well, now the House Majority Leader, Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, is talking about property tax reforms. Harry Johnson mentioned it in his commercial, his video, launching his campaign. You see how the two are connected? Now we have a speaker, Matt Hall, with the Republican majority in the House, and very soon going to have an election to fill the last seat to get the Senate back to full capacity, 38 state senators. If this ends up being a Republican, well, guess what, folks? For the rest of Governor Gretchen's term this year, potentially after the May election, we could have gridlock in the Senate. 19 Republicans to 19 Democrats. And with Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist now not running for governor, running for Secretary of State, well, guess what? This could absolutely change the legislative agenda for this governor's final year as our governor. And if property taxes, due to Carla Wagner's efforts, has been something that has forced these candidates to talk about, the next governor of the state of Michigan perhaps having to commit to eliminating property taxes in our state, then all of her efforts have been fruitful, very productive. Even though perhaps while we're waiting to find out when the petition sheets stop coming in, when she's going to choose a 180-day calendar to look at and actually sit down and count, do a hard count of all those signatures, that will determine whether or not we were successful in putting it on the ballot for this November, or whether she needs to continue to fight the fight, get enough signatures for governor to make it on the ballot so that she can talk about it on the debate stage. Meanwhile, no matter how you look at it, this is absolutely, absolutely going to be, without a doubt, an issue here on the Republican side for governor and for the people of the state of Michigan. Because if we end up with a candidate that is pro-eliminating property taxes, not just income tax, but property taxes, this could absolutely fix the state of Michigan permanently and forever. Because one thing you have to look at, this is something you absolutely have to look at, the spending in this state is completely out of control. For us to be operating on an $81.5 billion budget for this fiscal year is absolutely, absolutely insanity. And now with a projected shortfall, well, the House Republicans stopped, did not agree to fund that $645 million in work projects. Looks like that money now could be used for this shortfall. And we're still following that lawsuit as well. Very, very, very interesting dynamic happening in Lansing, mostly due to Perry Johnson's announcement that he's now running for governor. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.